This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
It's Meg and Kristen.
How are you today?
Excited. How are you?
I am good.
It's a really nice day today.
It's beautiful out.
And by really nice, I mean it's sweltering, but pretty.
No, it's really pretty out.
Yeah, it is very pretty out. Today, we're going to talk about staying on property versus off property. Mm-hmm. Something happened that we didn't plan on happening. We pseudo-planned on happening, but it was one of those things where I thought we were just kind of talking out of our butts.
Yeah, and then it happened.
We're not good together. We're bad instigators.
Yeah, and I'm literally at work with my my office, like, doing, like, real adulting stuff, and you call. You never call. We're a texting relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
And so when you called, I was like, what the heck is going on?
And then I started texting, and I was like, stop adulting!
Yeah.
This is an emergency. But before we get into that, should we pop the hops?
Yeah.
You have no idea what's happening in this bottle. And I'm going to pop it today because it is champagne-esque in style, but it is beer. It is beer in that bottle. It's just...
You should take a picture
it's
before.
It's fancy. Oh, yeah. Truth. Oh, wait. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was reaching.
Oh, you're my hero right now.
I was reaching.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, wait. Do you have the front of the label?
Oh, hold on. Okay.
It takes two. Cute. That's actually a cute pick too.
Hey.
All right, I'm gonna pop this guy. Do you want to describe it before I pop it?
I mean, it's kind of has me like baffled here.
It's a private reserve beer.
Private reserve from First. Is that First Mag?
It is a First Mag. You know, I love a First Mag beer.
So it's very pretty. It looks very royal to me.
Why do you say it looks royal?
Because it's like a very masculine shade of like purple blue.
I really want to dig into that comment more because do you feel like masculinity is royal? Just like taking it in a weird direction. Sorry. I thought it was because it was purple, and purple is actually associated with royalty. It's a color of royalty.
Yeah. And so I guess maybe like the gold writing kind of reminds me of like
a more masculine look.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to hand you the bottle so that you can read it and do one of your beer bottle descriptions, which everyone just loves.
Cave Dive Barrel Reserve. Flounders Red and Blackberries. Barrel Aged Sour Ale. So we're going sour again?
I guess we are. I didn't realize it was a sour. I thought it was a wheat beer that was blackberries and raspberries. So this is happening.
But this is actually a really pretty bottle.
It's gorgeous. That's partially why
it's like it. It's like simplicity, masculinity.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's taste it. I did not realize it was a sour until right now when you said that.
Whoopsies. Oh, dear God.
I know. I'm a little scared that we may have to pause and get my husband.
I was banned from opening this one.
This is not how you're supposed to do this. Also, the bottle's sweating, and so it's making my hands slip on this cork.
And I will say, you have a very strong fridge, because that's a very cold bottle.
Oh, thank you. I got a new refrigerator, and it has a beer and wine section. It's a whole other drawer.
Oh.
It's very fancy.
Well, that explains a lot.
It also, you can put your cup in it, and it will self-fill the water. And then you can walk away and do things. Which I thought was a really... I'm going to put my mic back up so you can hear it. Which I thought was a really stupid ad for the fridge, and I use it every day, all day. I'm like,
so when we redid our house, we got a fridge that had a tap. You can tap on it and it lights up so you can see inside without opening it.
Oh, on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a fancy thing. Man, they really are fancy. We're not getting in this. This is
guys,
impossible.
We're not tasting this beer.
I'm
afraid you're going to like pop me in the eye with that thing.
Greg, can you come here for a second? We have to phone a friend, you guys.
Hold on 1 second.
We're live. Be quick. We can't get this open. We need someone with strong hands. Everyone, this is my husband, Greg. Just don't let it... It's beer, so it's gonna... Don't let it explode. Oh, my God. This is a production. Okay. He's making a lot more. Oh, shenanigans! You broke the cork off inside.
Now we can just get a wine opener.
Yeah, we'll have to get the wine opener. We're going to pause.
Pause.
All right, so we had to get a bottle opener, but we did it. We did it. It's open, you guys. I'm going to pour it for us.
Just goes to show you, with a little determination and a wine opener, you can do just about anything.
I really thought it was going to be like a champs, like a bottle of champs that you could just open like that. And then it's not.
Okay. What I want to know is who
poured this? Because there's so much head. I know.
That's what she said. Whoops.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You want a little more?
Sure.
You want to wait and see first what it tastes like?
No, I don't want it to go to waste. Plus, okay. It might help my little bit of a hangover I have.
We're drinking in some fancy glasses today, too. Oh, cheers. We can't really cheers well with them because they're plastic.
But, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm not a glass person. Most people, once they get to know me, don't give me glass.
Sorry, well, I have my glasses here, just happen to be all pint glasses from running. We don't have other glasses aside from like these.
No, I mean, literally most people don't give me glass.
Roadie glasses. That's what these are for when we walk the neighborhood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So I'm just waiting for the head to go down a little.
It smells good.
It smells really good.
You can definitely.
Whoa. Okay. I just like got a little tiny taste.
That face was priceless. We should do a YouTube channel.
Oh my God, I can't drink this. It's so pretty. Listen, here's the thing. Oh my God, your face is worse than mine. Okay, let me say, let's back up. We don't like sour beers. I didn't think this was a sour. I thought this was a wheat. I'm so sorry to do sours again to you. But the flavor, like, take away the sour part of it.
The flavor's nice, and it smells amazing.
Rad. Yeah.
It smells amazing.
It smells so good. The flavor is so good.
The bottle's beautiful. The
bottle's gorge. The sour is sour.
I feel like maybe we should have a sour person one day and be like, can you
do the sour reviews?
Yeah.
But I also feel like if we don't challenge ourselves with beer, we'll never grow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to challenge myself with this one.
I'm not going
to I take back my comment either. About not wanting it to go to waste.
Holy shenanigans. I was going to say another SH word.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Okay. All right. I'm going to put that down.
Yeah.
In my Let's Be Mermaids cup. And you put down.
If you need me, I'll be in my castle.
Oh, and it's glittery pink with a castle, with a Disney castle on it. Why ever could that be that we're drinking out of these specific cups today, Kristen? What has happened this week?
You held a gun to my head and forced me to sign up for Princess.
I did not hold a gun to your head at all. So this is where our previous story was regarding Kristen's workday phone call. And I was online.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Princess registration opened up.
Yeah.
The run I had sworn I was not going to do.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Have you told your husband yet?
No. Okay. Luckily, he's gone back to his office after trying to help us open this bottle. I am going to wait a little while longer because I promised him Dopey would be my last Disney run for the next 2 years.
Well, that's silly. I'm back running now.
Bye. I know. Well, I thought we could use our vacations together. So my vacations have turned into only running vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought we could do our vacations together at different run destinations.
Mm.
And then that way I can get the run done the first day or two. And then he and I can go an adventure together wherever.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I know. It's really nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I registered for Princess. So here we are.
I don't know anything about this Princess.
Have you told your husband yet?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know why I'm whispering like he's here.
I did tell my husband.
You did. Okay.
Only because I need to confirm that he's going to be solo parenting that weekend.
Oh, munchkin care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll be older by February. That's a lot of an evolution when you've got little tiny ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, that's cool.
So, yeah, we signed up. And then in true Kristen fashion, I will tell you this about date night last night. So we're sitting there eating pizza. And I was like, so I ordered my headgear, my vest. I ordered my shoe lights. I ordered some new shoes.
Yeah.
Mike's like, oh, wow, you're really going for it there. I'm like, yeah, because I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know. He's like, yeah. Why do you need all this crap? I'm like, because we live in the freaking boonies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to run in the boonies without lights.
Mm-hmm. Safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't trip.
Right. I do think I might take Finley with me, though, just because.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because Finley's big, large, and in charge. And
yeah.
If you don't approach her properly, you wouldn't know she's the most friendly dog in the whole wide world.
Right.
And she looks like she would be vicious.
Do you know, so side note, do you know she recently has gotten super protective of the children? And has.
That's so cute.
Yeah,
because in the beginning you were worried about her excitability with, mm-hmm. with baby one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really excited to see that. That's, I kept saying, like, just chill out. She's going to be so good. I bet she ends up being the best kid dog.
She is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm going to take her with me. Plus, she'll probably push my pace.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't run with Finley since Pep was born.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was definitely a theme with running with her, was like, and we're going a 6-minute mile. So your legs are like flying behind you like a Marmaduke cartoon.
And you're like, wow, that was the fastest 3 miles I've ever done.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so that happened. So today, in lieu of us going to Princess now, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about staying on property or staying off property.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have done both over
yes.
time.
Yes.
And I feel like we are well-versed in doing both with the pluses and the minuses.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to start? You want to start with staying on property? Like some great things about staying on property?
Yeah, I definitely think we should start with staying on property. So there's some great things about staying on property. The buses.
The buses are awesome.
Yeah.
If you've not run in a Disney race before, one of the benefits of staying on property, especially if you're flying into the area, mm-hmm. is that you can stay on property. And then the morning of each run, the bus system comes to the front of that resort and you can get on. It takes you there. You don't have to worry about parking your car, finding your car. I have personally driven to runs at Disney and lost my car in the parking lot. And after a run, and it's, it was super funny because that was one of the years that Greg, my husband, was with me. And at one point I had finished, it was my first Goofy, and he was walking down one aisle and I was walking down the other. And when we got there, it was dark in the morning, and I parked the car, and he came with my mom later in the day. And so he was like, do you remember where you parked? And I was like, no. And he's like, why didn't you drop a pen? And I was like, I was just so excited to get to the marathon.
Yeah.
And I just hurt so bad. So at one point he's walking down one aisle, I'm limping down the other aisle. I found a wheelchair someone had left in the parking lot. And from down the aisle, I know you already know this story, from down the aisle, he looks down the row of cars and I wheel past in the wheelchair. His face was so priceless, like, how did this even happen? So anyways, my dog wants to go, but you guys, this is not a professional podcast. Poppy, you're okay. Come sit with Miss Kristen. She loves you. Come here. Come on. Yes, good job, queen. Okay, so anyways, so yeah, the buses. So then afterwards, you don't have to worry about trying to find your car again. Mm-mm. You just hop on your bus and it takes you back to your resort.
And it takes you back.
So let's talk about an instance where that hasn't been great, though.
When the bus gets lost.
We've had that happen mm-hmm. going to the resort. We've had that happen getting to the park in the morning, mm-hmm. and that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it? Was I with you or was I with Dad when they pulled into Hollywood Studios and we were supposed to have been at Epcot? Yeah, with you. And that was so scary.
We were going and we were, and sometimes those drivers are a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a scary thing. This last year for marathon weekends, there were a lot of bus issues because of COVID, because they didn't have enough bus drivers.
Yeah, yeah.
And people were sitting waiting for hours. They were missing the start of the races. They were running up from the bus drop off. And I was going to sip this, but I'm scared to now. It's like we sip it and make a face. It's so tasty, but it's so sour.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like it needs ice or something. I don't know.
I don't know what it needs. Sprite? I don't have soda in my house, but like. So the way that you enter to do the races now, different. It's changed again, yet again, surprise. So you get in the parking lot at Epcot, and they now route you through the front of Epcot. So you're going through the security system. So you're going through the bag check and the metal detectors, which I think is safe. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
However, it's almost another mile and a half. And you know, once you got to the start area where you dropped off your bags or with our DJ, you still had another mile walk into the start line when you're talking half and full. So to do this like mile and a half, so by the time you get to your starting corral, you're a good 2 to 3 miles in, depending on if you had to stop for the bathroom.
Never stop for the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, right. I'm sure it's even better now that you've had kids too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a long walk. So if you are trying to rely on Disney, that is one of the things there. This year, I was so grateful that we had stayed off property. But it is a nice thing to not have to try and find your car afterwards. Let's also talk about another bus fiasco, which was the very first Star Wars. Do you remember that? Do you have blocked this out of your head?
Yeah, I've pretty much blocked that whole run from my head.
If you'll remember, we were trying to go back to the French Quarter to
Port Orleans.
Port Orleans. And we were in line to get on the bus, and the bus didn't come. Don't you remember standing there and you were swaying back and forth in the heat in April in Florida after running the half marathon? And you'd already been so hot and like standing there. And then at one point we were sitting on the pavement because it took over an hour for them to come pick us up.
I literally don't remember that. I literally have blocked that memory from my mind.
Okay, so that's another bus fiasco. So upside of staying on property is you get to ride in, you get to ride out. Downside is, I cannot believe you were so miserable. I was miserable too. I can't lie.
I do think I remember now waiting in like a like a
really long cattle line.
Yeah.
That was weaving
around.
I'm
pretty sure I called it a cattle line.
Yes, you did. We kept making jokes because we were trying to be positive, but it was not working out for us because it was so hot. We were so tired post half marathon. Okay, so anyways, so there's that. Well, there's that. So that's the ups and downs of using the bus system. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Another thing I love about staying on property, though, are all the other runners.
Yes. There's lots of people that are like, good morning.
So excited to see you. Like,
yeah, costume encouragement. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love your costume.
Yeah. Walking around even before, like during the day, seeing all the runners with their medals and getting to say congratulations.
Yeah.
You can hop back on the bus during the day and head back over to the expo at any time. We don't have to be together for that. Like, you could stay in the hotel room if I forgot to get rock tape or something and just drive, like get on the bus to go back to the expo. So easy.
Yeah. I do love the expo.
I love the expo too.
I divert so bad.
Like during conversation?
Yeah.
Mm, that's okay. So do I. Yeah. We're ADD together.
Yeah.
Go team.
Go team. Yeah. That's nice. And it's also nice too, because I know like sometimes you would go run with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get up and have breakfast, you know, some beignets.
Yeah. You don't have to organize people who aren't running versus who are running to get in the cars to go, and everyone can kind of do their own thing at their own leisure. Mm-hmm. So that's a really nice thing. The other thing was like going to Disney Springs for meals, stuff like that. Again, same thing. You don't have to worry about everyone else.
And parking. Mm-hmm. You can just go because the buses, pretty much take you all over Disney property. So that is really convenient. And what's also convenient is if you're staying on property too, like you mentioned Disney Springs, but also the resorts usually have lots of food options too.
Yes, they have some. There are some resorts like the Contemporary that has California Grill. Amazing, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's Boma. There's just so many choices. Ohana, oh my gosh. Like, my mouth is watering just thinking about
it. Yeah, so there's tons of food options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. But a lot of those, if you're going to go from hotel to hotel, you do have to drive yourself. You can't take, unless you're going to take a bus to a property, to a park, excuse me, and then from that park to that property, and then back to the park, and then back. Could be fun, too.
Bus hopping adventures.
Yeah.
Remember the adventure we took on the boat? It took us like 8 hours to get across the thing.
I plugged this out. My god, it takes two of us to remember anything.
Because that's where we learned that Daisy's nieces were named.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
April, May, and June.
Yeah.
And we were like,
That's, I know the two of us were like, or you could just drop us off where we want to go. We are just trying to get to dinner.
Yeah, the jokes that came.
Oh, my.
They were even bad for us.
Yeah, and we like a good dad joke.
Yeah, so. Love a good dad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the other fun thing about staying on property, too, is like some hotels, not all hotels, but some hotels, like the Port Orleans, when you come back, they have a party.
Yeah.
And they actually have cast members with like
beads
and yes. photo. They were standing there like, can we take your picture with this photo frame we made?
Yeah.
It was so much fun. They've got music playing. It was so much fun. And it really felt like a celebration. And it cheers you up. So that's really nice.
Yeah. I do love that resort, Port Orleans.
So if you're coming from out of state or out of town and you're flying in, it's so easy to just get, well, it used to be like the Disney transportation, but now you can get an Uber or what have you and take Lyft, it from airport to the park. And then you don't need a car. You don't need a rental car necessarily because everything is right there. You know, make sure.
And you can save on parking.
Mm-hmm. One of our pro tips has always been to make sure to get on the buses or in the bus line.
Early.
Really early.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you never know what kind of bus fiasco you may run into.
We've had buses break down before on the way there, the flat tires. So always do it early. Even if you have to sit in your corral and wait or hang out at the party area and wait, it's still better.
We've seen people sleeping in the corral.
Yes, we have seen people sleeping in the corral because you have to be there at the crack of dawn. So let's talk about staying off property now.
Yeah, so there's lots of, same thing. So I feel like there's also lots of options to staying off property.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, may be loyal to a certain brand and can use the rewards points, which I think is a good thing. And you can also kind of pick where you want to stay. Maybe you are coming to the run, but then you have other family members who want to do like, you know, a Universal trip or something, right? So you can kind of adjust where you want to stay.
Yeah. I have started staying off property more.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I don't feel like the Disney transportation is necessarily reliable anymore. And that makes me like, what's the point? Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Nervous, yeah.
Two, we stayed off property this year for marathon weekends. And we got a 2-bedroom, 2-bath suite with a living room and a kitchen, a balcony that overlooked the pool area. It was a beautiful pool area. And we got it for $256 a night. Which was the same as a 1-bedroom, 1-bath, regular hotel room on Disney property at the time.
Right.
And so I was like, why wouldn't we? And it was an 8-mile drive.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous and it was so nice. And we had coffee pods and I'm here for that life. Also the resort that we stayed at, because it's so close to Disney, they know they're gonna get a lot of families. They had an activities list all day long. So there was morning yoga, like sunrise yoga.
Oh,
they
wow.
did tie dive down by one of, there were 3 pools on the property. They did tie dye at one of the pools. There's a bar. The food, it's not the same restaurant quality, I would say, as like being on Disney property because they know they've got you held captive there. They have to have nice food options. So we just Uber Eats in, you know what I mean? It was so easy.
And plus, so a good thing about doing like Uber Eats, if you're with a group of people, everyone can kind of get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have like, you know, Venmoing someone or, you know, all that nonsense. Everyone can just, because most people, I would say 90% of the population, unless you're like my mom, has Uber Eats on their phone, right?
Because she's got what, the flip phone? No, I'm just kidding. I know she's got them.
She's got a smartphone, but
she can't use it.
Yeah, operator error all day.
Yeah.
You know, so like most people can just do their own thing with Uber Eats or, you know, DoorDash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about where are we going to eat, who's doing what, and da 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 da.
And it's nice to be able to leave stuff in the car when you get to the park and you're parking and be like, oh, I need to leave this or what have you.
Yeah. And if you're, like you mentioned that you guys had that 2-bedroom, you know, maybe your husband was traveling with you and you know, you didn't want to, or he was just coming for the day or something, you know, so then it wouldn't feel awkward if someone was staying with you perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
And you can probably leave stuff in your fridge.
Oh, yeah. The fridge was amazing.
Yeah.
We froze. Well, the first thing we did when we got there was we froze water bottles to do some foot rolling for plantar fasciitis, for those of us with PF. And then we went to the store because it was across the street from a Publix and around the corner from the mall. And so it was great. It was a great, and the the only thing is that then in the mornings, if you're carpooling in together, everyone has to be downstairs at the same time. Everyone has to be on the same page as far as when you're leaving, unless you have multiple cars. Mm-hmm. So corralling people can be a little difficult. This year for Marathon Weekend, we have a big group of people, and I am actually really nervous about that because I'm someone who likes to be on early. I want to be out the door at 2:30 in the morning, you know, four of the days.
Yeah.
I want to be there. I want to get my spot and I want to sit down.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous about that, but then I keep reminding myself, we're going to have more than one car, girl. Calm down. It's going to be okay. But, so.
And you can also just set like a firm, this car, my car is leaving at this time.
Yeah.
If you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. I cannot adult for you.
I may have to do that because otherwise I will be miserable.
Yeah. And you should just set yourself up for your sanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we will again this year go off property for one of the meals, onto property for one of the meals while we're staying off property, on at Disney property. Cause there's one place for brunch that I love to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say it. I love to go to BOMA. I love to hit that buffet hard after one of the long run days. So we'll be doing that. And then the plan is to just hang by the pool, lots of naps. Everyone has their own space.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eat, because we have a full kitchen there a couple times, like actually do like a breakfast.
You could save money that way.
Yeah, for sure. So, and we're splitting the room. So there'll be two of us in the same price, like $256 a night for two people is very reasonable, I feel like.
Yeah.
For what we're getting especially. So.
Yeah.
And we did poolside bingo. Listen, let me just tell you something. I love a bingo. I am a competitive bingoer.
I can't say I've ever really bingoed.
What?
I mean, maybe I guess in like, I played safety bingo at work before.
I do not know what that is. It sounds awful though.
Well, they just give you a card and then like how many days before a slip and a fall.
Yeah, that sounds rubbish. Real bingo, so much fun. You don't have to have any real skill set, but I get like vicious. My niece's, when she was four, Violet, I was like, we were playing animal bingo, and I beat her, and I started screaming, suck it, suck it, and she started crying, and my mom was like, you need to calm down, you could just let her win. I was like, this is real world, this is bingo.
So, most people, you know this, but I'm dyslexic, and one of my friends beat me in Word with Friends one day.
Cold-hearted.
And I was like, they're like, yeah, I beat you. I was like, congratulations, you beat the dyslexic girl who can't spell. I was like, I don't know if you'd hang your hat on that. I wish I wasn't taking a sip when you said that. But I literally was like, yeah, congratulations.
You beat my gosh.
Someone with dyslexia who can't spell S-H-I-T. So.
Fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Well, I'm excited, and we're staying at this place.
We are. Yeah. I have to talk to you about that, too, because the price was a little different than I had originally told you when I went to check out. So I need to run that by you when we get off of this to make sure you're okay with it. Because it was a little bit more. I can't remember what it was, why it was more when I finally put it through. Oh, I know what it was. The price I gave you was the, if you pay everything up front
price. Oh, the advanced purchase price. Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to stick with that.
I do know a thing about hotels.
You do know a thing about hotels. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you are in the industry.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. So I need to make sure you're okay with that.
Yeah. If not, I can probably try to find a big Hilton or something
That's
comparable. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever. I'm easy. I mean, if we can even go back on property if you want, I'm easy. Although I do like getting more bang for my buck.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go back on property because, again, we're diverting here. So for Pepper's fourth birthday, we're going to make Master Clubhouse.
Oh.
So I'm going to... A few weeks after that, I'm going to be giving Mickey all my paychecks. Yeah. So I'd rather.
Oh, you know what else, too, is that this place that we're staying at does not charge for parking.
And huge.
That's a big deal.
Huge. Huge.
And Disney charges $35 a night to park your car. So if you are driving there to stay on property, you're paying $35 a day. And there's no AP break. There's no anything break. So that's another... tick in one box versus the other.
Yeah.
So
that's that.
I feel like that if you're unfamiliar with the options, I feel like this pretty much covers, you know, what to do.
And Disney does have a really great travel department.
They do.
So you can always call and talk to them, and they're very knowledgeable.
Yes, very much so.
Just remember, they might be a little one-sided.
Yes.
But
another common question is Ubering or Lyfting on race morning from the hotel off property. And that is a doable thing. Just give yourself a lot of time, because sometimes there's not cars right in your area at 2 or 3 in the morning.
So. Or they think you're a drunk person and don't want to pick you up.
Right. Not someone just like a giant Minnie Mouse waiting on the curb to get picked up.
They might be like, what are you drinking?
Right, exactly. So but that is a doable thing if you have a group and you don't want to drive the car, or you can't get a car. Your group left you because you weren't on time for the leaving time.
So. Just remember, if you're Ubering, like you said, allow plenty of time, because... And same thing coming back, because it may be a lot of people trying to Uber and whatnot.
So. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great idea, too. That's a good suggestion. So, all right. If you feel like we missed anything on this one, let us know, because I feel like we did such a great job covering it for not being prepared.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to drink the rest of that beer.
Me either.
Ugh. What a waste. Hmm. Sour drinkers of the world unite.
Yeah. Not with us, though.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day.